spend time with you, the listeners. I traded my dance shoes so we can talk about arts, culture, music, and a bunch more. Today, I have a special guest, and you're going to want to stay tuned, because if you don't think there's anything going on in this city, then you are wrong. Because I have Sarah Washburn from Visit New Haven, and she's here. She's going to be telling us all about these great events, both locally and Greater New Haven, so you don't want to miss that. So we're going to find out some exciting times. Music on the green, food festivals, just, you know, eat, drink, greet, and be merry. So, and we will be taking your calls. So this is a call-in show, 203-872-7356. So give us a buzz. Yes, phone lines are open. And so as the old saying goes, folks, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So sit back, relax, as we serve you up a tasty mix of talk radio. You are listening to The Talk Sip. All right. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Of course. I know we usually do this about once a year. We're going to probably have to do this more often, because now, I mean, it's summertime. People want to get out. There's festivals. There's family days. There's beer festivals. There's bike parties. Yeah. I mean, there's music on the green from, I mean, artists that have been around forever. So yes, there is something for everyone. Yeah. So, thank you for coming here to let us know what's been going to be moving and shaking in the city.
Happy to be here.
Yes. So can you give us a little background about Visit New Haven and when it was established and what your focus and goal is?
Yes. So I work for Visit New Haven. Our main resource is visitnewhaven.com.
Okay.
And we serve tourism for the Greater New Haven region, which is the 15 towns around New Haven as kind of the city core. So we've got a lot of festivals from a lot of different regional towns today. I am the tourism manager, so I do a lot of sales, bringing in large groups, leisure travelers, sports events, and things like that. So,
wow. Yeah. I mean, and we were talking, you know, via email, but, you know, the Connecticut Open is coming soon. So I'm excited about that. And Ann Worcester will be joining me next week.
Yes. So, fantastic event.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So you are the hub of, you know, you visit New Haven, if you live in New Haven, it's like, you know what
everything you need to do, where to stay, where to eat, what to do. Yes, it's a fun job. We live in a really great state that has a lot of activity.
It's
easy. It's an easy job.
It's great. It is really easy. And I think we were saying before we went on the air that, you know, people can't say that there's nothing to do here. There is a ton to do.
Yeah.
And so, well, in last week, I had friends calling me. I missed the concert on the green, but the stylistics, I heard that was just phenomenal.
It was great. It was great. I mean, women were just crawling all over the gates to get up and see these guys. I mean, it was just, it was fantastic.
Yes, and they're still smooth after all these years.
Right,
That is the fun part. And speaking of music on the green, Sheila E., which is one of my favorites. Number one, because she's a percussionist. Yes. And she kind of focuses on a little Latin beat, but I mean, just kind of like percussion. She's going to be on the green this Saturday.
Yes. Yes. Free concert. Everybody should come.
Yes.
It's
free,
a great time.
Free.
Yep.
Yeah, and Sheila E., I mean, that's going to be a treat. She looks great. She still sounds wonderful, and she still has those hands that, you know, of steel that are just on those percussions that are just, you know, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's going to be very busy. I think it's going to bring a lot of people in. Something to mention is if you come down and dine in New Haven, they do have free parking options at the local garages. So for people that don't know that are coming in from out of city, you can dine at one of the participating restaurants, and then you get to park for free. I know sometimes parking is iffy, but New Haven's trying to make it easy.
And which is wonderful. So you can actually make it like a night out, you know, come dine then go see the concert, then maybe hang around, you know, and hit up your, you know, local eateries, you know, for a quick, you know, cocktail or something or some coffee. So that's great. So folks, so parking, free parking, you come down and
dine at one of the restaurants, get free parking.
That is amazing. So now in that the actual restaurants, there are certain locations that will have those vouchers available.
Yep. So you look at the nhparking.com, they've got the list of restaurants. It's all the main ones that are right downtown that people love to come to anyway. And then you get free parking at Crown Temple Garages.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we, like I said, downtown New Haven's going to be like hopping. But there's some other stuff going on. Let's run down that list. So, yes. July 27th through today. The 30th, we today. Have, oh yes, there is the Savin Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what a great time that is going to be. And we had the mayor on of West Haven. Okay. He's amazing. He was on a couple of months ago.
It's fun.
Yeah, so much fun. And he was just telling us how New Haven, West Haven, it's just has come alive with different events. And, you know, so I'm excited to see this. So it's going to be at Grove Park in West Haven. And it's on its 36th year.
Yes.
So this is it's a 4-day festival.
It is a 4-day festival. Yeah.
And which is good. Now, do you see a trend? Or you see festivals that are like extending themselves? Because sometimes you can go to a festival and it's 1 day. That's fine.
Right.
Then there's maybe like a 2-day festival. But this is a 4-day festival.
Yeah. So this is unique. West Haven really does know how to do it. And they're nostalgic of that Savin Rock Amusement Park that used to be the kind of gem boardwalk of Connecticut. You know,
it's right.
kind of known as the Coney Island of Connecticut, or used to be. So they really want to bring that back once a year and recognize the history that West Haven has.
Yes.
And so 4 days is it's a long festival.
It's a long festival.
It's good.
But they're going to be getting a lot done in 4 days.
Yeah.
Focusing on, like you said, Savin Rock, nostalgia, games, rides, yep. entertainment, and food stands with fried seafood, split hot dogs, frozen custard, game over. I'm there.
I know. It's all this good stuff, right?
Thank gracious I did my cleanse last week because, yeah, this weekend I think I'm going to be heading down to the festival. And it does sound like Coney Island.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, that whole era right. of you know, events that go on. And my parents are from West Haven. So they went to West Haven High School, you know, grew up in West Haven. So West Haven's very dear to them. And this year, the Element, the Ultimate Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band. Are you kidding me?
I know, it's great.
That's going to... So on top of that, right, they're going to have a tribute band, an Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band headlining at 8:30.
Yeah. We get a lot of calls from people from out of state about this. I mean, people do come. They've had over 55,000 people at this festival, so it's a large one.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, when someone calls, like say they're staying at one of the local hotels, like how do you even begin to, like, do you have to take a deep breath and go, okay, I've got 5 pages of stuff that you can do, not only in New Haven, but like, you know, West Haven.
Yeah.
So that must be exciting to share that with folks. Cause you know, some people might come in for a couple of days and say, okay, what's there to do?
Right.
And you might go, okay, you can go around the corner, do this, this, and this. You want to grab a burger. You want to grab some, you know, go to Worcester Street, you know, some Italian ice, you know, visit Pepe's Pizza. But I'm sure that when they hear that there's festivals, there's, you know, they have kids, you know, Kids Day, it can be.
I work with the international market a lot, and they love these festivals. I mean, this is the stuff that gets them so excited because they really want that true American experience.
Exactly.
They love the fireworks and the food and the entertainment. So, that's probably one of the big sellers. It's funny because they'll come here to go to these American festivals. It's like they don't know anything like it.
Exactly.
It's
great. There are some countries that don't, they're not big fried food.
That's right.
You know, so when they get to a festival like this, especially like around the time of the Big E, people are like probably coming and goes, what's a fried Oreo?
Right.
Like who has a fried like donut? Like who does that?
Right. Snickers bar.
Exactly. I know. Only here. So folks, Savin Rock Festival is this week.
Starts today. Yes.
Early Guilford Days Family Festival.
Yeah, so this is fun. It's all about history.
Tell us a little bit about that.
All about history. So the Henry Whitfield State Museum, I don't know if people are familiar with this, but this is it's a National Historic Landmark.
Okay.
It's New England's oldest stone house. It's Connecticut's oldest house.
Whoa.
And it's Connecticut's first museum. So it's a lot of
history. Okay.
Yeah. So they do this every year. And they've got, you know, things like redware pottery, demos, wool spinning, tinsmithing, you know, just all, it's really historic.
Historic. It reminds me of Sturbridge Village.
Yes.
You know, as a kid, you know, you would go on a bus trip. So that's going to be fun.
It is fun. So great for families, great for people that really love that historic activity. There's 5 museums in Guilford that are participating. It's $10 a ticket. Kids are free. So it's another great family event.
You can't beat that.
Yep.
And that's starting
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. this weekend,
which will be great. Yeah. And then we have, okay, then we're going to move on into August. I can't believe August is right around the corner.
I know. It's crazy.
This is completely crazy. So we have the 2017, check this out, Potato and Corn Festival held in North Brantford.
Okay, so this has been going on 16 years. It's a great festival.
It's 16 years in the making. Okay, this is the first time hearing about the Potato and Corn Festival.
Yeah, I mean, it's got everything. Petting zoo and, you know, potato sack races. These are things you used to see like back in the day, No, it's fun.
And then
tractor pulls.
Yeah, but corn shucking contest, tractor pulls, my gracious.
Yeah.
A fireworks display, live entertainment.
It's another big festival. 25,000 people come to this one. So it's a small town with big ideas.
And that's I love that. And like I said, the family, you know, a lot of these events, you can pack the family up.
That's right.
Get grandma, grandpa, you get the kids and, you know, just get in the van and just go spend a day.
Right.
Because like I said, there is something, you know, for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is great. And that is Auger Farm and on Route 22.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of town.
Yep.
So
August 4th and through 6th.
Awesome. And Far-Flung Band will be performing.
Yep.
That's awesome. Parking and shuttle options are available at nbpotatofest.com.
Check it out.
So really check that out. So I might go get a little fried food, and then on Saturday might have to go down before I go see Sheila E. Might have to go down to the Potato and Corn Festival. All right. Now, the August 5th in Edgewood Park, Westville.
Mm-hmm.
And this is great because I live in Westville. So guess what? I can walk.
Yeah.
I can totally walk to the craft brew races. This is going to be fun. 5K race with craft beer festival featuring over 30 New England breweries.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, check that out. 30 New England breweries. Breweries are popping up all over this state, which is amazing. Yeah. Food trucks and live entertainment. Race time is at noon. Craft beer festival from 1 to 4 p.m. What can you tell? And of course, this is 21 and over, but what can you tell us about this festival?
This is a great event. It's very dear to my heart. So I actually brought this group into Connecticut. They've been doing it for 4 years now. They're Gray Matter Marketing. They're out of Rhode Island.
Okay.
So they do the craft brew festivals all around New England, and they opened up and started doing Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Wyoming, in the Midwest. So they're really kind of booming right now. They're kind of growing. So we are excited to be one of their first and
That's
continue
amazing.
To work with them every year. And they come back to Westville every year. Some of the proceeds do go back into the community. So some of the ticket sales go back into the Westville Park. So it's
wonderful. So they'll have like 30 like breweries
from
New England.
Yeah, let's talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah. Let's get to the beer.
Yeah,
let's get to the brew.
It's a great place to taste, you know. All kinds of different beers,
which is great. I mean, because I've been doing some research on craft beer, but there's like, you know, flavored craft and there's sauerkraut. And I was on somebody's website the other day and they have a cannoli, you know, flavored beer.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's just nuts. And they've got lagers and IPAs and pale ales. And so this is going to be fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. So that's from 1 to 4. Don't miss out. And there's going to be parking at SCSU.
Yeah. Southern Connecticut State University has been a great partner with us. So they've provided some parking lots. So.
That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Fun. So all of you beer lovers, come out and taste, you know, like I said, from some of the best breweries right here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. It's a growing business for sure. They're popping up all over Connecticut.
Yeah. Fun. Then we have we'll stay the course with this Shoreline Wine Festival in Guilford.
Yep.
And that's going to be August 12th and the 13th. Bishop's Orchard Farm. We all love Bishop's.
Yes.
My gosh.
I know.
Wine and like maybe a pie later. I don't know.
That's right.
But that'll be fun. And can you tell us about that? I know they're going to be celebrating fine wines from Connecticut wineries and vineyards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got several participating vineyards. Bishop's Orchard, of course. Paradise Hills, which is another winery in our region.
Fun. Yeah.
It's in Wallingford, so we love both of those. Jonathan Edwards is in North Stonington. Hopkins Vineyards is from New Preston. Sunset Meadows is from Goshen. Jones Winery is from Shelton, and Holmberg Orchard and Winery is from Gales Ferry, so that you can really get a whole taste of Connecticut.
Of Connecticut.
Right here in Guilford. So
That's going to be fun. In Paradise Hills, good friends that own that. Yes, so we go down there. Yeah,
it's a fantastic place.
And it's fun. And I mean, just the view from, you know, these places are just incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just can sit there and you feel like you're like in a little field in Italy. I don't know. It's just
relaxing.
That's very relaxing. Tickets range from 30 to 66, mm-hmm. Including advanced day of and VIP tickets. Mm-hmm. So people can actually go online to shorelinewinefestival.com and purchase tickets and, you know, kind of get some, you know, background on who's going to be there.
Yep.
And then, like I said, get like, you know, advanced ticket prices. But that's going to be a fun event. And don't forget, that's August 12th. And the 13th. Mm-hmm. And then also the wine, Connecticut Wine Trail Passport Program.
Yeah, do you know about this?
Yeah. You know what? I was involved with this.
Okay, and then, great.
My passport is like almost filled, but not, you know, filled. But I need to get back to, you know, the vineyards this year. But can explain the passport program.
Yeah,
that's pretty fascinating.
It is. It's a great program. Run by the state of Connecticut, actually had a lot to do with this, and agricultural department. So they are really trying to focus on, obviously, wineries and business in Connecticut. So there's 34 participating wineries this year. So every year there's different wineries that become members.
Wow.
You actually have a passport that you could pick up at any winery that's participating. And so it runs from May through November, and you have to visit all 34 wineries, and then you turn in your passport to the state, and then you get raffled into one of their prizes. Now, this is the exciting part. The prizes, they've got all kinds of prizes, like diamond earrings, services, but the two grand prizes are trips to Spain. I mean,
you can't beat that. I would go to they're gonna be like, where's Elisa? Oh no, she's at the winery this weekend.
She's going to
all
Spain.
Week. Yeah, she's gotta go to Spain. She's gotta get her passport stamped and she's gotta go to Spain. That is incredible.
It is.
And people can visit ctwine.com for that. And I know I went to Goivea to get, that's where I first got my passport.
Yeah.
And then I went to and visited a winery in Woodbridge, Connecticut. So, and some others. So I have passport, but I'm nowhere near where I should be. So I've got to get on my
game. Make that a priority.
Yes. So all you wine lovers, don't forget August 12th and 13th at Bishop's Orchard. Okay, now the 43rd annual Milford Oyster Festival, and you hear about this all the time. I've been a couple of times.
Yes.
And you see the postage and the signage all along 34.
Yep.
Or if you're going through Milford. And tell us what day that is.
This is a big one. So this is Saturday, August 19th. And they recently have added on a pre-oyster event. It's called Oyster Eve on Friday, August 18th. So they're extending their festival a little bit. So it's really it's a fantastic event for Milford. They really know how to have fun over there.
Yeah. 35,000, featuring 35,000 oysters with 19 varieties from 8 states on the East Coast, the largest variety than any other U.S. festival. So if you are an oyster fanatic, get there.
Like I said,
And they're doing an Eve, Oyster Eve. And then that day in a craft beer garden at Lisman Landing. Entertainment includes Southern rock stars such as Blackberry Smoke and the Artemis Pile Band and the local Milford band Dizzy Fish. That sounds like, I mean, you can go in a day. You can eat. You can drink. You can have live entertainment for hours and eat some of the world's best oysters. It gets no better than that. And that's from that. It's a long day. It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
And it's free admission.
Free.
And also parking and shuttle options will be available at MilfordOysterFestival.com. Yep. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're listening in, give us a buzz, 203-872-7356. Because if you are in any of these areas, if you live in the area, if you have any questions, or if you've attended any of these festivals before, please call us. Because we want to know, you know, what
do you know?
What do you know?
What do you like?
What do you like? Can you give us a little inside? You know, that's amazing. Or how many people how many oysters can you eat in one sitting?
Oh my gosh.
So if there's somebody out there that can chow down oysters and a lot of them in one sitting, give us a buzz. And of course, like I said, we were talking about Sheila E., who's going to be here on Saturday, which will be great. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. We are going to get some calls lined up. And then there's a lot more going on, like I said, in the city and in Greater New Haven. So we will be right back. Welcome back to The Talk Sip. I'm your host, Elisa Bowens Mercado. Don't forget, every Thursday, I trade in my dance shoes and I spend time with you, the listeners, to talk arts, culture, music, entertainment, community. So I have so much fun here every Thursday because I get to get sometimes the in on things that are going on before, you know, some folks do. So, I'm kind of privileged up here. And today we have Sarah Washburn, who is from Visit New Haven. And if you missed our first half of the show, we are talking about how there is not a shortage of anything to do here in this city or in the greater New Haven area. So, Sarah, so happy that you are here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes. And phone out lines are open, 203-872-7356. So we were talking about the wine festivals, brew festivals, Samarok Festival, Early Guilford Day Festival, Potato and Corn Festival, the Oyster Festival. So if you've been attended any of these, please call us and give us your give us some feedback so we can hear how you enjoyed one of these festivals. And this Saturday, I'm actually having an event, which is fun. It's a family fun day. It's going to be held in Westville, 912 Whaley Avenue at the House of Salsa. Hey. And I have the Holy Guacamole truck coming.
I love them.
Yeah. Aren't they great? My gosh. So you can go, we'll have the food truck in the front. You can go get your eats and, you know, your what they serve up some of the best stuff in New Haven. One of the best taco trucks here, which is, I love them. So they'll be there. And then you bring your food, come to the dance studio, come on inside. We'll have plenty of seating. And what I'm going to be doing, along with some of my staff and some of the instructors there, we're going to be giving free dance lessons throughout the entire day.
That's great.
So from 11 to 3, all ages are going to be welcome to come in. So this Saturday, July 29th, from 11 to 3, Family Fun Day with the Holy Guacamole food truck at the House of Salsa. So come on down, come and say hi. And we're also going to have selfie day. Come down and take a selfie with myself while we're doing like some dance moves. Yeah, so that'll be good. And then we'll be able to post those if you want to, you know, folks want to on social media. So that is going to be fun. So now, August is jam-packed, Sarah, with lots of fun events. But September is literally, and we're not rushing summer. We want to let people know we are not rushing this summer. There's a ton to do. But people like planning ahead. So for those that like planning ahead, we have some wonderful events that are kicking off in September.
Yeah.
One is the New Haven Grand Prix.
Yes.
And I know you know a ton about that. So let's talk about that, the dates and how that was actually the inception of that, a little bit of history.
Sure. Yeah. No, that was an initiative from Mayor Harp. She reached out to her team and really kind of wanted a bicycling event in New Haven.
Yeah.
And so the city started working with the Connecticut Cycling Advancement Program. They're out of Middletown, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Aiden Charles was the director there, and he brought this great event to New Haven, worked with the city. If you haven't been, you need to see this. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. It is fantastically exciting.
And I, you know what? I've seen it. I've seen people kind of like go in, like coming in from this out of the city into the city, which has been spectacular. And all these bikes, you go, where are they coming from?
Right.
But it is spectacular. So, so Mayor Harp's initiative, and it brings folks into the city.
It
so
does.
What do they do? How is the day set up?
So this year it's going to be on Friday, August 15th. So it's usually that weekend on a Friday night. It's called a twilight, race, which is from 4 to 10. So it's at night, which makes it more fun and exciting.
Yeah, a little mysterious.
That's right. Really activating the downtown. Last year, they had 15,000 people on Chapel Street that were viewing this race. So let me kind of talk about what the race is. So they closed down the streets around the New Haven Green and upper old campus of Yale.
Right.
So Chapel Street, Elm Street, High Street will be closed. And the cyclists do kind of like a big circle. They've got different races if it's women or youth, and they have the men's pro at the end, which they, they go so fast. I mean,
I've seen, you know, I saw pictures. Well, as a matter of fact, I was traveling one year, so that's why, we couldn't make it. And, but someone, they were, I think they were in front of like the owl shop and so they were, had great seats, but they just said people were, you know, you could not believe that you were literally downtown.
It was so much fun.
So they said the energy was incredible.
The energy is incredible. Like I said, I've never felt anything like it. Having that kind of energetic experience downtown New Haven. It's amazing.
So do they converge like in one area and then they just, they kind of go around and
the start line is right at the crossroads of College and Chapel Street.
So that's where College and Chapel.
So that's the best place that everybody wants to be to get, you know, when they start and finish. But really anywhere along the route, if you're on Elm or if you're in Yale on High, it's
amazing.
It's a good
place to be.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's really not a bad seat in the city.
There really isn't.
Okay.
There really isn't. Even if you're up, you know, at John Davenport's at the Omni, let's say, you know, another fantastic view. I've been at Union League, fantastic view there. So it's just, it's a unique event that I think is just going to grow and grow and grow.
Yeah. And you know what, when it first, I think when they had the first, you know, kind of press briefing about this, there was a lot of buzz and I remember it actually happened. And, but I saw like the, how it transformed New Haven for that day.
Yes.
Through video, but it was, that was incredible. So the New Haven Grand Prix, is that September or October?
It's September.
It's September 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Friday the
15th. 15th. So mark your calendars for that, because that's going to be wonderful. And I know that people come in from all over, you know, so cyclists. So are cyclists in New Haven, this must be exciting for them. So they must, you know, this must have built the community up.
Yeah.
You know, the,
absolutely.
The cycling community.
The youth program really is exciting. So there's a lot of kids from Connecticut and the CCAP, the Connecticut Cycling Advanced Program, really focuses on that. So the youth youth race is really fun, and okay. what a great place for the kids to race. But the men's pro exhibition, which is usually the last race of the evening, I mean, people are coming in from Sweden, Denmark. I mean, it's an international
event.
Race, and they're going to continue to grow it to be a more of an international race too. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I think if people are out there, even parents are out there, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's too late to sign up, but you know,
it's
maybe.
Not.
Okay, you can register. So the registration, I'm sure if you go online, you can find, what's the website?
A New Haven Grand Prix.
Okay.
NHGrandPrix.com.
NHGrandPrix.com. Yep. Go on. So, you know, get those kids out. I mean, because mm-hmm. I remember as a kid, everyone had a bicycle.
Yes.
Everybody biked and it was fun. And you learned with your training wheels first. And then, you know, then you were off to the races.
Yeah.
You know, literally. So, plenty of time, September 15th.
Yep.
So get involved, kids or parents. I think that's a great activity.
And just people to come watch, you know, just to kind of be a spectator. It's pretty amazing. There's going to be lots of food trucks, obviously downtown, mm-hmm. a lot of shopping. All the restaurants want you to come visit. And of course, you've got that free parking if you dine at one of the restaurants. So take advantage of that.
For that time. Yeah. And you know what? Because, you know, parking and... we always say, you know, people go, oh, you know, downtown, I want to come downtown, but the parking. So mm-hmm. now these are initiatives that are coming, you know, directly through, you know, the city and your office that's making it, you know, accessible for you to dine and, you know, get parking. So you're not worried about getting a ticket, getting trying to make it easy for everyone to just come on down into New Haven. September. So any other events? We can run down some events for mm-hmm. September.
I don't have the dates in front of me, but
I'm going to have you back in September. This is great because like I said, people need to know what's going on in the city.
Yeah, agricultural fairs are obviously very popular in mm-hmm. September. North Haven always does a great fair. Guilford does a great fair. The Durham Fair is a really popular regional fair. So we'll have those dates coming up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, the Durham and mm-hmm. and I don't know when the Big E kind of, you know, trickles around, but that's always, that's always
in September.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the last 2 weeks of September.
Yeah, that's when the weather gets like crisp and, you know, it's like, yes, fall season of just festivities.
Yes.
But summer is here. All right, we're going to take a short break. And don't forget, phone lines are open 203-872-7356. Let us know if you have plans on attending any of these festivals this weekend or the weekends coming up. There's some great stuff going on. If there's any Sheila E. fans out there, give us a buzz. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Talk Sip. I'm your host, Elisa Bowens-Mercado, and I'm joined here by Sarah Washburn from Visit New Haven. And I'm just getting excited because there's so much stuff to do. And I don't know if there's enough weekends.
We need longer summers.
We need longer summers. Yes. But, you know, we have summer festivals. Mm-hmm. But the wonderful thing is you, on a daily basis and throughout the year, have tourist attractions all of the time.
Right.
So we want to let people know that in right here in New Haven, right here in Connecticut, there are things that you can do. Yeah. 12 months out of the year. So Absolutely. If you could let us, the listeners know, what do we have here that's like, you know, maybe like a diamond in the rough that people might not know is an attraction?
Yeah. No, I know everybody, of course, knows that Yale University is in New Haven.
Yeah. And you can walk around Yale.
Right. And when you do live here, some people take that for granted. You know, mm-hmm. they're one of the largest attractions that we have is that student-led walking tour. And even the locals, if you live here, if you haven't done this, you should do this. It's an amazing tour. And you're with the kids that actually go to the college, and they're so excited to be there. They're so excited to show off, you know, this university. And you can ask questions, and they want to talk about their experiences. Mm-hmm. I've been on the tour, I mean, I don't know how many times, but I've had different kids every time. So I learn something new every time I go. I really recommend local or tourism. You should go.
Okay. And how often is the mm-hmm. Yale walking tour?
It's every day. They run it every day.
Wow.
It's free and open to the public. Doesn't cost you a thing.
Okay.
So Monday through Fridays, they run it at 10 and 2. Mm-hmm. And then Saturdays, they run it, and Sundays, they run it at 1:30. So every day of the week, except I don't think they do Christmas and New Year's Day. And
but it's all year round.
All year round. You just go to the Yale Visitor Center, which is on Elm Street.
Okay.
You go at that certain time that works for you. It's 10 or 2 and then 1:30 on the weekends. And you get to go
up
on the tour. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Join the tour. Free.
Free. And then you could see, because like I said, like you were saying, and mm-hmm. I also know, because being, you know, born, raised here in Connecticut, we can take the university for granted.
Right.
You know, we drive down Broadway or we drive down Elmer Church. It's like, okay, we're driving down a street. But if you take the time to kind of look around and see those historic buildings, the architectural design incredible. So we are fortunate to have that right here in our backyard. So
to
check that out.
Definitely. And Yale offers a lot of museums that are free and open to the public too, which is mm-hmm. what I promote, you know. So if people come down to go dine and get that free parking, you can also go see like a gallery, you know, the Yale University Art Gallery, free and open to the public.
Right, exactly.
Every day except Monday. And the Yale British Art Center, again, you know, every day except Monday.
There.
They've got amazing art. I mean, everything you'd want to see in New York, you know,
right.
But you have to pay.
Right here. But you have to pay, but this is free.
That's right.
And if you dine, then free parking. So you can't beat it. So come and spend a day in New Haven.
I know. It's just so easy.
Visit New Haven. Exactly what they say is visit New Haven.
That's
so
right.
We have that. We have Yale.
Yeah.
Other attractions.
Yeah. So then on the shoreline. So I push a lot for the Connecticut shoreline, because when you're coming into Connecticut, that ocean, that's what people want to see, right? So they want to see the Long Island Sound. There's an amazing cruise off the coast of Brantford, Connecticut, called the Thimble Island Cruises. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. You know, as a matter of fact, I thought they were talking about Thimble Island Brewery, but mm-hmm. yes, just yesterday or 2 days ago, there was a commercial for
cruises.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It is incredible. So there's 365 little islands off the coast of Brantford, if you can believe it. And these cruises are 45 minutes long. It's pretty reasonable. The tickets range between $10 to $20, depending on age.
Okay.
It's a 45-minute tour. The captain kind of talks about the history of the islands. There's mansions on a couple of the islands. There's pirate stories about,
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Right in Brantford.
And who would think that Brantford would have 43 little islands?
365. It's like
365. Like, where are they? How big are they?
It's beautiful. They can be very small, but some of them have houses on them, so some of them are pretty large.
My gosh, mm-hmm. I wonder how long it is for them to get to the market.
Well, so it's Stony Creek Dock in Brantford.
Okay. Yeah, that was just on the other day. That is amazing. Now, I just till the other day, and then you hear sitting here telling me I will have to go on that cruise. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Check it out.
And then we have others that are right here in New Haven.
Yep. Well, in East Haven, there's another great museum for families. It's the Shoreline Trolley Museum. They do all kinds of events year round. So like for Halloween, they'll have a Halloween tour on the trolleys, which is a lot of fun. You know, they have all haunted tours. And then they have their Christmas tour. So they take the trolleys down.
Beautiful.
It is. Yeah. It's a good time for kids. Definitely. A lot of history.
And you know, also the Peabody
Museum right here in New Haven.
Yep. They have like a lot of, you know, they have events.
They do.
If you go on their website, I'm sure that, you know, you can check out, you know, their lineup of, you know, things for the kids. Sometimes I know they have music.
They do.
They come into the museum.
And all their dinosaurs. They're really popular for their dinosaurs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have the kids go, and then they can go into the shop and, you know, just drive mom and dad crazy and, you know, pick out little trinkets. So that's also great. So any other like live music venues that you can suggest? Because I know some people, when they go into town, know for my husband and I, like, if we set up shop in a place, we're like, okay, we focus. We're like, we gotta eat good, we've gotta drink good, and we've gotta listen to some live music.
My new favorite is, well, not new. They've been here for a couple of years now. It's the College Street Music Hall. I've been there so many times. They're bringing in all the right bands.
They are.
Lots of different variety. I think it's just a gem for New Haven. I'm so glad that this worked out and they landed here. And I think it's only going to grow. It's really good for the city.
Concerts there.
Me too. I mean, it's just definitely, if you don't know College Street Music Hall, you have to come into New Haven and check it out.
You look up on the billboard, you look up on the marquee, and you go, wait, they're coming here?
That's
like,
right.
You know, and
it could be the Beach Boys, Willie Nelson. I saw Willie Nelson there. It was fantastic.
We passed by there, and of course, we started singing On the Road Again.
Yep. No, it was
good
great
old
job.
Willie Nelson. Yeah. So College Street Music Hall has brought a different aspect down to the city. So that
we've needed that.
That is a lot of fun. And there's you know, just like you said, live music and bands, and you know, we have, you know, the Schubert right across the street.
That's right.
For, you know, the shows, and it's just theater. a lot going on.
Yeah, New Haven's definitely known for their nightlife. And when I talk about what to do in New Haven as far as selling as tourism, you know, New Haven's really got that. We do have nightlife.
Yeah,
In Connecticut. So
absolutely,
it's definitely a gem.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could also go and check out, you know, dancing, and we dance every Thursday at Diesel Lounge. So if you want to get a little Latin flair, you can kind of shimmy on down to Diesel on a Thursday, 9:30, and get some, you know, salsa going. I get people that actually call me who are in for, you know, a couple of days, and they go, here from Hawaii, you know, I'm a salsa dancer and want to find out where I can go salsa.
That's great.
Salsaing. And it's awesome. And I'll lead them to different, you know, events because there's dance. You can dance salsa 5 days a week right here in the city.
Right.
Which is amazing. Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's fun that, because sometimes you don't know what's going on. But in one given night, there can be a million events geared towards so many different people. And that's why it's so diverse.
New Haven is a great diverse city. I mean, really, it's a fun place to work and fun place to visit, for sure.
Yeah, and fun place to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been seeing all of these these new places popping up. There, people are doing kind of downtown living. Is there a trend going on in the city?
Like residential?
Yeah.
Yes. So the city's put a lot of effort into helping bring more apartments and more availability for people to come live downtown. Absolutely. It's been an initiative for sure. There's the Novella that opened a couple years ago. The Union just redid, you know, all of their rooms. They're open 360, obviously.
Yeah.
That was a few years ago, but there's a lot of attention on building apartments.
Apartments.
And, yeah.
Yeah,
it's growing.
State Street has that new property with a glorious rooftop.
Yep.
That everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
And then, you know, right across, then downtown, right across the street from the high school.
Yeah.
There's some storefronts on the bottom, and I think that's, you know, progressing. So I just, you know, New Haven is on fire.
It really is.
And I'm so excited to, you know, just be a part of the whole, you know, what can we do? Where can we go? What can we see? What can we eat? What can we drink?
Yep.
So that is great. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and Sarah's going to tell you how to find her.
Great.
Because she is the go-to. She's like your concierge and she's like she's your tour guide. So if you want to, you know, find out some more detail, we're going to give you Sarah's information and tell you what's going on next week's show. We've got some special guests that'll be joining us. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back in less than two. We are back. You are joining us on the Talk Sip. And my special guest, Sarah Washburn from Visit New Haven, has given us the lowdown on what's going on this weekend, this month, August coming up, and then even September. So there is a ton to do in this area and in the greater New Haven area. So let's tell folks how they can find you because people are probably, you know, I'm taking down notes.
I know. We talked about a lot
so that I can go home and put it in my calendar and like, you know, really like organize and plan for some of these events because I don't want to miss these. So how can they find you?
So Visit New Haven represents the 15 towns around New Haven. So greater New Haven area. And you can find us at visitnewhaven.com. Everything we talked about today can be found on visitnewhaven.com. We've got the dining, the lodging, the attractions, the annual events.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is on our website.
Oh, that's going to be, that's fine. Because I get your emails every day. So that's good. So I make sure that I look at that and look at the emails and say, all right, let me see if I can fit that in. So New Haven has places to go, things to see.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. The weather has been, you know, the weather's
been great.
So, and it's good because it's been holding off for some of these festivals,
yes,
which is great. So I'm excited about that. And I think we're going to have great weather for Saturday.
Yes.
Well, actually all through the weekend. So that's, yeah. That's going to be fun. So we are going to, just recap.
Okay.
Sure. Some of the, events. So, Seven Rock Festival, July 27th through the 30th. Early Guilford Days Family Festival, July 29th and the 30th. The 2017 Potato and Corn Festival, that's August 4th through the 6th.
Yep.
We have the 4th Annual Craft Brew Races. That's going to be August 5th at Edgewood Park. That's going to be fun. You have the Shoreline Wine Festival in Guilford, August 12th and the 13th. 43rd annual Milford Oyster Festival with, and that's where they're having the pre-oyster fest.
Yes, yeah. The pre-oyster fest is on the 18th. So that's the festival's on the 19th.
Yeah. Okay, that's gonna be great. And I mean, that's, you know, and then don't forget about the New Haven Grand Prix.
Yes, that's September 15th.
So, yeah, and not to, I mean, plan now, like I said, you know, give them a buzz. Hopefully, you know, some folks can get in on that race, which will be, you know, which will be lots of fun.
Yes.
That'll be
a great night.
Yes, it is. So I am beyond excited and putting all this in my calendar and hope to see folks out and about this weekend. Definitely be this weekend. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
This was so much fun. And don't be a stranger. We actually probably have you on once a month because we don't want folks in the city to miss out on anything that is going on. So we will keep everyone posted. But like I said, you have your website.
Yep.
Give you a buzz or go on daily and see, you know, things that are going on.
Visit newhaven.com. We've got a calendar and we also have a weekly newsletter you can sign up for.
That's going to be fun. And don't forget this Saturday at the House of Salsa Family Fun Day with the Holy Guacamole Truck. It gets no better than that.
It's great.
Free salsa lessons all day. Holy Guacamole Truck out there on Saturday from 11 to 3. Next week, I'm excited to have Ann Worcester. She's going to be joining me from the Connecticut Open. And also, we have a special guest, Jamal Henderson. He's going to be calling in. And he is a lifelong resident of Newhallville. And he's going to be talking to us about, you know, what's been going on in that area with some shootings and things like that. And we've got to keep all of our communities in prayer. We've got to bring positive things to all of the communities in New Haven. So we've got to branch out. We got to reach out. But he's going to be calling in and to give his view and some thoughts about how we can change to just, you know, not have any of this, you know, go on anymore, how people can be associated with making a change in areas in New Haven, especially in Newhallville.
That's so important.
Ann Worcester and Jamal Henderson will be my special guests next week with Sarah Washburn. Thank you so much,
my friend.
It's
great.
Always so good to see you.
Great to see you too.
And I hope to bump into you at some point over the weekend over like some, maybe some fried clams. You know, fried dough. I don't know, some live music, Sheila E. Be fun. Well, folks, that is my time. It goes by so fast every single week, but don't forget to keep your glass full. Remember, stay positive, stay focused. Until next time.